This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody, it's Wes Wyatt, and you are listening to the Market You First podcast. Today is February 1st, 2025. I normally don't do that, but I wanted to start kind of documenting these. So if you're listening to this in the past, make sure you listen to the stuff in the future. It's got to be better. And, you know, if you're a first-time person here, thank you very much for listening. Today, we're diving into something that is going to possibly save you money, and if you're running a business from home, it's going to provide you with home office tax deductions. And I want to make sure that I state this at the beginning and the end. Make sure you go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer in order to kind of get the context of this podcast, all podcasts, my posts, everything I say on my website, and basically everything that I cover, because I am not a tax attorney or a any sort of a professional that should be giving you advice. However, I do take this stuff in my own business, and so I know that it works, but your results and situations may vary. So make sure you go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer. So whether you're starting a side hustle or you're building your retirement income, understanding these deductions is crucial for keeping more of your hard-earned money. So why does this matter? You know, did you know that many home-based business owners leave money on the table because they're unaware of the home office deductions? And that's right. Properly claiming your workspace could lead to significant tax savings, but essentially you have to do it correctly. Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple key takeaways. They're going to, you know, give you a very high level version of how to do this. So first, your home office must be used regularly and exclusively for business, and that means no dual purpose spaces. So that corner of your dining room table doesn't count unless it's used only for business. That is probably a gray area. You know, there may be some sort of other terms and things in there, but that is a good way to start. Second, you can deduct a percentage of your home expenses based on your office size. So if your office takes up 10% of your home square footage, you might be able to deduct, say, 10% of your utilities, your insurance, and other related expenses. Again, you know, your situation is going to vary. And last but not least, you can choose between the simplified or regular method for calculating your deduction. So the simplified method offers a standard rate per square foot, while the regular method is going to require detailed record keeping that might result in a higher deduction. Again, all these things, you're going to want to go to an actual tax accountant, a CPA, a tax attorney, whatever. But I want to give you a kind of a real life example. Let's say you're running an online business and it's a consulting business and you have a dedicated area for it. All right. And by properly documenting the space and related expenses, you could potentially deduct a portion of your mortgage interest, your property taxes, your utilities, internet, just you name it, all sorts of a myriad of things that you can take off if they're business related. These savings can add up to thousands of dollars annually, which you can reinvest in growing your business. Okay. So here's an action step for you. Today, I want you to go through and do this. Measure your home office space and calculate what percentage it represents of your total home square footage. This is going to be your starting number for understanding potential deductions. And make sure that you do contact a tax attorney, a CPA, someone that does home business tax figuring, and go to them and say, listen, I want to use my business as a business, not a hobby, and I want to start, you know, being able to take advantage of home business tax benefits. And you're going to see that you're leaving money on the table. It might be very small, it may be very large, somewhere in between, but you are definitely going to see that there is money being left on the table by not treating your business like a business. Okay. So I want to again give one important disclaimer, and that is I am not a CPA or a tax professional. So before making any tax related decisions, make sure you qualify, you know, everything that I said with someone that can review your specific situation. And, you know, if this has been any way helpful to you, make sure that you like, share, comment, subscribe, share this for sure. And when you're ready to do this, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down, provide me with your name and your email address. I'll get you on my newsletter. I'll get you tips, tricks, nuggets, information on podcasts that may be extra from what you hear here, and all sorts of different things. And then if you have questions, go down to the bottom of WesWyatt.com and you'll see a little thought bubble on the bottom right. That is my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I'll get back to you very promptly. And then last but not least, that disclaimer, WesWyatt.com/disclaimer. That's going to give you a context regarding this podcast and everything that I talk about. So until we talk next time, I hope you're having an absolutely great February so far. You almost have to be because it's the beginning. But I hope you had a great January. And as always, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.